I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor Josh Blackman, a law professor, helping me understand the news that has puzzled me because the lower courts, that is the federal district courts, routinely are not quite reversing, in some fashion putting an asterisk after a decision by the Trump administration. Not yet. It reads like that all the time. But we come now to Doge, famous because of Elon Musk, famous because it was said to be slashing or employed younger people or something. There were always tales going out. But now I come to a case called Department of Education versus California. What is that, Professor?
So this case concerns efforts by the Trump administration to cut funding. This was education funding in California. So California does something. They go to a federal court in Boston. Why is California suing in Boston? It's more favorable courts. And they go to a federal judge in Boston. They ask them to block the funding. There's a problem, though. Generally, if you want to sue the government on a funding issue, there's a special court for this called the Court of Federal Claims in Washington, D.C. Usually the government's sovereign. You can't sue the government wherever you want. So Congress has said all the litigation over this issue should be funneled to the specialized court in the District of Columbia. Yet a judge in Boston went ahead and said, no, I will keep this case and I will block the funding cut. The Supreme Court said, no, this case belongs in D.C. Shortly thereafter, another judge in Boston had a case involving the NIH, the National Institute of Health. Again, a federal judge in Boston said that Trump can't cut funding involving health and medicine and the like. Went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court ruled again, no, these funding cases belong in D.C. And this opinion triggered a very unusual dissent from Justice or concurrence from Justice Gorsuch, was joined by Justice Kavanaugh. And Gorsuch wrote that this court's precedence cannot be defied. You can't circumvent the Supreme Court. And basically charged the lower court judges with ignoring the Supreme Court. This was a remarkable holding, which I haven't seen a ruling like this before. And it gets even worse, John. After Gorsuch wrote this, the lower court judges started responding. One judge went on the bench and said, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was doing this, basically saying, you know, I'm sorry if I offended you. Another judge wrote an opinion saying that Gorsuch's ruling was unhelpful and unnecessary. So now we're having this open conflict between lower court judges and Supreme Court justices who are following the rules. I've been following this up for a long time. I've never quite seen something like this before.
I think I'm getting lost here, but I'm gonna risk this. Because I understand that dissent on the court in the person of one or another justice is now cited as reason for the lower courts to defy the majority of the court. Did I read that correctly, Josh?
Yeah, which is weird. Usually I tell my law students, don't cite a dissent because it lost. But some of these lower judges are saying, well, the majority didn't explain the ruling, and I find the dissent persuasive. You know, there's only so much you can do. This is not the way things are supposed to work. And to the extent low court judges don't know how this works, then maybe they shouldn't be issuing these sweeping rulings.
The Boston judge's failure to abide by California was not a one-off. So this is now, it's almost as if the lower court justices are learning from each other's successes and failures, how to more and more tangle up the Supreme Court in its own language. Is anybody in Roberts' office noticing that there's a pattern here?
You know, there was a remarkable story in NBC News the other day where a dozen federal judges talked to the press anonymously, of course, and they were criticizing the Supreme Court. And they said the Supreme Court's not standing up for us, and that by the Supreme Court reversing our rulings, they're basically making Trump look good. So these lower court judges are now talking to the press. Look, I think Roberts has lost control. You think of a CEO or anyone else or head coach has lost control of his team. I'm not sure what he's doing. I think he's trying to just keep the keep the court above water. But I think there's a revolt going on in the lower courts, and they're not adequately addressing it. Only Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch are speaking out about these issues.
Are there two ways to read this sentence cited in your piece? This is Justice Gorsuch. Lower court judges may sometimes disagree with this court's decisions, but they are never free to defy them, end quote. Is there another way to read that except for a bias?
Pretty much. Like, we say it, we mean it, get in line. Look, I mean, judges all the time expect everyone else to comply with their rulings exactly, right? If a judge issues a temporary order saying, do this, you got to do exactly that or else it'll hold you in contempt. Yet when it comes to judges, they themselves are not so careful. And they're taking the Supreme Court's rulings, I think, far too lightly.
Where do you go to have someone adjudicate this? If you can't do it at the Supreme Court, is there anybody in charge of this? What I'd say was an uneven battlefield. The Supreme Court is being ignored and it doesn't fire back.
I mean, look, there's always the option of impeachment. And we don't like talking about it. But if you have lower court judges who are flagrantly ignoring Supreme Court rulings time and again, and the Supreme Court keeps reversing them, they don't follow it. At some point, you ask, what's going on here? Why are they holding a lifetime commission to be a judge?
I note, Josh, that they're making mention whenever they report these, who appointed the judge. Does that really have weight to all the judges who appointed me?
Not really. I mean, think about it. If you were a federal judge in Boston, who recommended you? Ted Kennedy and John Kerry. So even if you're a George W. Bush appointee in Boston, you were approved by Ted Kennedy and John Kerry. That doesn't say very much about your politics.
I see. So the battle will go on. Josh Blackmun is the Centennial Chair of Constitutional Law at the South Texas College of Law, Houston. He is also the senior editor at the Heritage Guide to the Constitution, forthcoming.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.